Question from Mukund Prabhu. If a devotee goes to Golok Vrindavan, does that mean that he can never see great personality like Lord Shiva, Lord Ganesh, Lord Hanuman, Parvati, etc.? Answer: not necessarily, because in Vrindavan also, the devotees over there don't worship Krishna as God. For them, Krishna is just the most lovable member of their family. So, they worship actually Narayana as God. And along with that, they also have the idea of Nanda Maharaj worships Narasimha Dev. So, other devatas are also considered as objects of respect and reverence over there. So, sometimes to participate in the Lord's pastime, the demigods may also come there. And accordingly, at that time, one can see them. So, essentially, in the spiritual world, whatever is required to enhance the pastimes of the Lord is present. And just as the Bhagavad Gita says that the moon is not present, but then the moon is not present in the sense that there is no dependence. The moon doesn't control things. The sun doesn't control things. Similarly, the demigods don't control things. But just as for performing the Rasleela, the full moon enhances the mood, and that's why Krishna manifests the full moon at that time. So similarly, if for particular pastimes the demigods are required to play a particular role, then they will naturally become manifest. So the primary goal of a devotee who goes to the spiritual world is to serve Krishna. And when we serve Krishna with a pure heart, the satisfaction that we get is so great that we don't feel like we are missing anything. So we won't feel that we are missing the darshan of these great devatas and other personalities. But as and when they are required for the enhancing the pastimes of Krishna, they will manifest over there. And accordingly, at that time, we can see them also. Thank you.